This is your Radio St. Pete student reporter, Lauren McHugh here. In honor of his new book, Miss Flora and the Squirrel, which was inspired in part by his experience in St. Pete, I sat down with local author Haim Freiberg. Here's that interview. Haim, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
I was born in Israel, just in the midst of the War of Independence. And I grew up in a valley town, and I started piano very early on my own. I really wanted to study the piano. That was my passion. We had neighbors who had a piano, but their children didn't play the piano. I just went there on my own. Actually knew from the very beginning, from age five, that this is what I wanted to do. I ended up graduating from the high college of music in Israel called the Rubin Academy of Music. I served in the Israeli army for a couple of years, and then I came on a scholarship to study at the Juilliard School. I settled in New York City in 1973, and I worked there after giving some concerts, but I settled into a teaching situation, which I really enjoyed, and connected very well with young children, and I loved my work. And in 2019, I moved to St. Petersburg, I was at crossroad at the time because I really felt that I needed to do something new. And a friend of mine moved here to St. Petersburg, and I came along to see how it is, and I really loved it. Interestingly enough, St. Petersburg is very much like the town I grew up in Israel, except bigger, but I'm sure the town is bigger too in Israel. So I love the ambience here, you know, and so I'm here, and I'm very content.
What parallels do you see between St. Petersburg and the town that you grew up in?
The parallels are, first of all, the topographical situation, you know, the air and the plantations and the trees, and even the architecture is very similar. So when I first came here, it looked all so familiar. It felt like I'm coming home, you know, and it's interesting. Of course, in the 4 years that I've been here, St. Petersburg grew, but when I grew up in a small town, I always dreamed of living in a big town, and I ended up living in New York City. And then when I'm here, I feel like a full cycle. I feel I'm back to that place where I moved from, and it's really a very satisfying feeling. I'm very content here.
Tell us a little bit how you got into writing.
Yes. Well, when I was teaching, I always liked to, if I may say so, I always had imagination. I remember that when I was a child, there was a book in the bookstore with a cover of something about stories that were made up by somebody who had a big imagination. And I wanted that book so badly, and my parents didn't want to get it for me. And I saved my own coins in the piggy bank until I had enough money, and I bought that book. I even remember the name. So I always liked to, part of my life was always in my imagination, because there were situations that the best part of what you can do is in your imagination. And when I was teaching over the years, I found more and more how I translated music into, I wouldn't say stories, but I would say situations that would paint the music in a way that will speak to the child. And but I never thought of doing it, I wouldn't say professionally, but it never occurred to me that I would put it into a publishing situation. And when I moved here, I met a very nice a lady who, when we started this conversation, she told me that she writes stories. And just for the fun of it, I went home and I wrote down one of the stories that I was stored in my mind. And she's a writing teacher too. And she encouraged me, and she said, you have to do that. You have to put your stories. And so I did. And my first book was self-published, but in a very nice product. And then came the pandemic. And I had the time to sit down and write a lot more. And now I feel that it took over me. And the more I write, the more I'm stimulated to write.
What was it like growing up in Israel?
Growing up in Israel, I was a child in the early 50s. It was a different world, you know. And of course, as you know, at that time, we didn't have computers, and we didn't even have a telephone till I was 8 years old. So I was pretty much spent a lot of time by myself. And as we had a short conversation before, we had a backyard with garden and little ducks and chicken. And I just loved being there and kind of living in my own imagination. And it was very happy childhood that I had. And then I started, you know, putting more and more time into the piano. So I may say that to me, growing up was a nourishing time in my life.
Your story, Miss Flora and the Squirrel.
Yes.
It's my understanding that there is a little inspiration from the city of St. Pete itself.
Yes, that's a funny story how I started writing that story. It's based on two characters, a Miss Flora, who is a figure of someone that I knew here, and a lady, and the squirrel. When I go to the, I went to the pool. I go regularly to the pool, the North Shore pool. There is a bench outside the pool property, and I like to sit there and just take my time before I continue to go home. And then one day I came, and there was a squirrel sitting on the bench. And I never knew squirrels very well, and I thought I could dismiss the squirrel very, very easily. I learned the hard way that it's not so easy. Anyway, so the squirrel refused to move. But I was a little kind of, how can I say? I said, well, it's only a squirrel. I just wait until he goes. And he sat on the ground and looked at me, and I knew he was unhappy about not being to sit on his bench. When I came the next day, he was there again. And he looked at me very defiantly, like telling me I'm not moving today. Then I went and I did some research about squirrels, and I learned about their personalities and how territorial they are, but they become very friendly when they trust you. And then I combined it with the figure of Miss Flora and ended up all the stories have to do with how friendship, gratitude are always a good ending to a story, in my stories. Because every story has a lesson of friendship and gratitude. And when you read the story, you will see where I'm going.
Where can people find this book?
Oh, the book the book is available through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many websites. It's also available here downtown in a nice store called The Merchant. And it got very nice reception. And I get many, many responses from people who read it. So it's pretty easy to get it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Wow. Yes, I would like to share with the people of St. Pete that I'm very happy to be here. I find this a very friendly town and very inspiring. And I have to say that since I arrived here, I didn't go anywhere. Not because I don't want to go anywhere, because I don't want to miss one day here.
That was Chaim Freiberg on his new book, Miss Flora and the Squirrel. The book is currently in circulation at two libraries here in St. Petersburg, those being the South Community Library and the St. Pete Beach Public Library. If interested, you can find Haim at his book signing today, which will be at noon at the St. Pete Beach Public Library. As always, I'm your student reporter, Lauren McHugh, and you are listening to Radio St. Pete.